Here's the Reporting Project with local stories that matter in our community.
I'm Doug Swift, and here's some local news happening near you. The Octagon Earthworks opened to the public on New Year's Day, and more than 800 people showed up. For the first time in more than a century, the public had full access to the Octagon Earthworks, where ancestors of Native Americans gathered more than 2,000 years ago, a place built without modern technology and by hand, one basket full of dirt after another, with such precision that its geometric design aligns perfectly with the moon's various positions in the sky during an 18.6-year cycle. A structure so enormous that it could hold four Roman Colosseums or the Great Pyramid of Giza within its walls. The site had been leased to the Mound Builders Country Club since 1910. The Ohio History Connection was able to end lease and regain control of the site, which was pivotal in earning a UNESCO World Heritage Site designation. The site will be open from dawn to dusk with 24-hour security, a visitor center, and guided tours from Wednesday through Sunday. Also, Explore Licking County staff is eagerly promoting tourism related to the earthworks and its own new office in the Sullivan Building. Dan Motor, executive director of Explore Licking County, told the Reporting Project that this past year, tourism generated almost $589 million for Licking County and its residents. Motor said that because of tourism and its adjacent industries, one in every 12 Licking Countyans are being put to work. And finally, the renovation of a horse barn at historic Brindu Mansion will create a new center for 60-year-old and older adults in Licking County. The Licking County Community Center is preparing to move into its new home behind the mansion in the next month or so, thanks to the first phase of a $2.1 million renovation of the estate's historic horse barn. This project has transformed the first floor of the barn into a dedicated space for community center programs. Fundraising continues for the second phase of the barn renovation project, which will include an elevator to the second floor, which will become a community space for meetings and performance.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com. Click Local News tab.